The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. It has been said of Patrick, the great missionary to Ireland during the 400s, he found Ireland all heathen and left it all Christian. And while no doubt that statement is not completely true, it no doubt has much truth in it, because Patrick was used of God powerfully in converting the Irish to Christ and helping them structure their government so that it would protect for centuries the right to share the gospel of Christ with the next generation. Patrick's understanding and submission to God brought tremendous power from the Holy Spirit to his life. You hear his understanding of God and this world God created and controls in what is known as Patrick's breastplate. Hear the power of God in it. He states, quote, "I rise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through the belief in the threeness, through the confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I rise today through the strength of Christ's birth with His baptism, through the strength of His crucifixion with His burial, through the strength of His resurrection with His ascension, through the strength of His descent for the judgment day. I rise today," he says, "through the strength of the love of cherubim, in obedience of angels, in the service of archangels, in hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in prayers of patriarchs, in predictions of prophets, in preachings of apostles, in faith of confessors, in innocence of holy virgins, in deeds of righteous men. I rise today," Patrick says, "through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I rise today," he says, "through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak from me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me, from snare of demons, from temptation of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in multitude. I summon today," Patrick says, "all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against black laws of pagandom, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witches and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul. Christ, to shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me," he says, "Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I rise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness," he says, "through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation." End quote. Is it any wonder God used this man so powerfully? He led thousands to Christ and delivered them from Satan through the power of God. He taught the Irish chieftains how to create local self-government, which was more powerful than national government. Thus, he taught the Irish both the spirit and structure of godly government. And if liberty is to be restored in this land, we must rediscover that spirit and structure of biblical government once again. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.